Anybody ever wonder what's the deal with the story of the snake? It's a very strange story where we have a snake that can talk, turns to Chava, and says, Chava, don't, you know, if you eat the, if you touch the tree, right, you're going to die. And she says, no, it's not true. Whole back and forth. And in the end, the snake convinces Chava to eat. Question is, what's in it for the snake? Why is it that the snake is so motivated to try to get Chava to sin? So of course, the one answer that really helps a lot is that it's really just the Yetzer Hara. Chava is convinced by the snake, who is the representation of the Yetzer Hara, that she should eat from the Eitz Hadas. And as such, when she does eat from it, the Yetzer Hara wins. And what happens is the Yetzer Hara then becomes internalized as opposed to an external force. The problem with that is it seems like there's a punishment given to the snake, and that seems to be something that is generational between the snake and between mankind. So it makes it hard to understand that as an external force when it seems like there is something specific to this particular snake and snakes in general. So Rashi points out that Adam and Chava were not wearing any clothing and they were having relations. And it's the snake that sees that and says, wow, the snake is taken by Chava and therefore tries to kill Adam by having the fruit given to Adam so that he'll get Chava. The big problem with that is, what's to say that Adam will actually eat from the Eitz Hadas? He gets Chava to eat from it, not Adam. I heard a beautiful explanation years ago that really kind of looks at the Medrash that talks about what happened before Adam couldn't find an Ezer Kenegdo. Adam is looking for companionship. And he meets all the animals, and he interacts with all the animals. And Rashi goes so far as to quote the Medrash that says he actually has relations with all the animals, and he just does not feel, this is not my kenegdo, this is not my contemporary, until God finally says, okay, you see, there's nobody there for you, so there, what am I going to do? I'm going to create your equal. We'll create Chava. According to this possibility, the snake didn't understand what it is about him that Adam didn't find to be an equal. This interpretation, such a beautiful idea, suggests that the snake says, I could talk, you could talk, I could think, you could think, we're equals. Why can't I be your companion? Why do you need her? And therefore, he gives the Eitz Hadas, the piece of the fruit, to Chava in an attempt to kill her so he can get Adam. It's a fascinating idea because what it explains is that there is a certain sense of intellect that animals have, but it's instinct rather than real thought. The snake looked at himself and believed that he was a peer. He believed, I also have intellect, but it's not, it's instinct. And therefore, he was not the same. That's his mistake. It's an unbelievable explanation because it gets rid of so many of the questions. Why is there a punishment to the snake? There is, because the snake did something. Why is the snake trying to knock off Chava? Because he wanted back what he thought rightfully belonged to him. Have a great day.